It was this day in 1973, President Richard Nixon announced an accord had been reached to end America's military role in the Vietnam War.
We today have concluded an agreement to end the war and bring peace with honor in Vietnam and in Southeast Asia.
Yeah, so that's a big deal. Also on this day in 1977, the TV miniseries Roots, based on Alex Haley's novel, began airing on ABC. The saga about an African-American slave and his descendants in America became a ratings and cultural sensation. Also, this is a day a number of noteworthy people passed. For instance, in 2004, beloved children's television performer Robert Keeshan, better known as Captain Kangaroo, died in Vermont after a long illness.
Here comes Captain Kangaroo.
Keeshan was 76. Raise your hand if you're old enough to remember Captain Kangaroo. Yeah, I remember him on CBS. So also in 2005, late night TV icon Johnny Carson died at the age of 79 after hosting The Tonight Show for almost 30 years. He'd battled emphysema for some time. All right, and in 2021, 5 years ago today, radio and TV legend Larry King died at the age of 87. He was one of those guys who made me kind of think about, you know, getting into radio. I liked his gig, late-night radio, Mutual of Omaha, and Mutual of Omaha, that was somebody else. That was Marlon Perkins. But anyhow, it was, heard that, I'm like, oh, talk shows, radio, TV, this is kind of interesting. And so, remember Larry King. All right, and boy, a devotional thought we've got from Brennan Manning. I'm going to give you just a little here this morning. It's the grace of reckless love. He says, finally, I invite you to return to that scene of mercy I mentioned at the beginning, a room intoxicated by perfume, Jesus reclining, his teaching, listening, and answering questions. Simon the Pharisee and all the other important people on the guest list are straining to understand it. Through it all, the fragrance of Mary's love pervades the room. At last, Jesus turns toward the woman at his feet, but addresses Simon. You see this woman, I came into your house and you poured no water over my feet, but she poured out her tears over my feet and wiped them away with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but she's been covering my feet with kisses ever since I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. And then Jesus says something about Mary Magdalene that, as far as we know, he never said to anyone else, says Brennan. This from Luke 7. I tell you that her sins, many as they are, have been forgiven her because she has shown such great love. It is someone who is forgiven little that shows little love. You know, Mary Magdalene would have been buried in history as an unknown hooker, except for this, her reckless, passionate, uncompromising love for the person of Jesus. Is your relationship with Jesus marked by reckless love? Authentic Christianity, according to the word, is this. It's the thrill, the excitement of falling in love with the risen, living Jesus Christ. He shows us the way to the Father. He pours out on us the Spirit of Pentecost, not so that we'll be nicer people with better morals, but brand new creations, human torches ignited with the flaming spirit of the living God. Our real quick check of the weekend here, because my favorite person, most important person in my life, right? My wife, Peggy, with a birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, honey, a day early. She may still be sleeping, but it's kind of a late night last night. But I do have a card and a gift ready to go. I need to get another gift today in the bitter cold, so I'm ready, at least in a starting sense. Also, sharing a birthday with her tomorrow. I mean, happy birthday to Alex Cans and Renee Couture. So it's kind of a popular birthday, January 24th. You've got Ray Stevens, the singer, is going to be 87 on Saturday, as well as, there we go. Those are about it. I'm just going to go. Tomorrow is Belly Laugh Day, Compliment Day. It is Lobster Thermidor Day, Local Quilt Shop Day, and Peanut Butter Day. Well, what did you know? And Sunday, on January 25th, actress Anna Ortiz turning 55 from the show Ugly Betty. Never saw it. Alicia Keys, the singer-songwriter, turning 45 on Sunday, which is Fish Taco Day. Sunday, also 11 months until Christmas. It's Fluoride Day, Irish Coffee Day, and Opposite Day. And also, today's number is 2.5 billion. That's the number of people on Earth in 1950. By 2050, that number expected to be 9.7 billion. despite the fact the birth rate going down in a lot of different places, including here.
Let's see if we can pay back someone's heating bill earlier. Halvo called out Christine from Chippewa Falls. That bill eligible for the maximum payout of $300. Didn't get a call back in time, but maybe we've got better luck this time. Our next contestant in the WIB Winter Warm-Up presented by Visiting Angels of Eau Claire is Miriam, I'm going to say Vico, V-A-J-K-O, V-A-J-K-O, Miriam Vico from Eau Claire with a heating bill of $235.05. Miriam, you're on the clock. You have 10 minutes, 37 seconds to call us back at 715-723-2555. If you call in time, we are paying back an entire $235.05 on your heating bill. Thank you to Visiting Angels, our presenting sponsor, and all the great businesses helping us pay back your bills this winter, including Gold Horizon Travel, Grace Home Respiratory, Footprints in Time, Birth Center and Family Clinic, and Hovland's Inc. Again, Miriam Vico is how I'm going to pronounce it, V-A-J-K-O. If you know Miriam, blow up her phone. Let her know she's got 10 minutes, 37 seconds to call us back and get that heating bill paid back. It's the WIB Winter Warm-Up presented by Visiting Angels of Eau Claire. 23 below right now at a WWIB studios in Halley. And Miriam Vaco from Eau Claire is on the phone with us. Miriam, congratulations. We're going to pay back that heating bill of $235.05.
Thank you so much.
No, you called back in like just over a minute, and you were telling me that you had just figured out. So are you listening online at WWIB.com?
I am. I'm hunkered down with my six kids today because of the cold.
Yeah.
So it's like, I won't be in my car. So yeah, I had to figure out the app and how to get you online.
Well, there you go. Again, WWIB.com. That's a word to the wise. You can listen anywhere you might be, any device as well. And so you figured it out. And lo and behold, you said just a few minutes after you got logged on listening to us online, we called your name out. Now we're paying back that heating bill.
Thank you so much.
Well, congratulations. We hope it's a nice blessing to you on this chilly Friday.
Amazing. Thank you.
Miriam, have a wonderful, wonderful day. Our first winner for the WIB Winter Warm-Up. Friends, we have over $8,500 in total to give away. You could be next. Make sure you're entered. Make sure you're listening. Well, cheers not just for that great song from Sean Rodriguez, who's going to be joining us here in studio shortly, but also cheers for Bill Swierkowski from Marshfield. He called back in plenty of time in our WIB Winter Warm-Up presented by Visiting Angels of Eau Claire. And so Bill is getting his latest heating bill of $141.63 paid back. Bill said he's tuned in to us over in Marshfield at 93.5 FM. That's the cool thing about this contest. If you win, we will send that check paying back your heating bill to you wherever you might be listening from. So maybe you're in La Crosse at 93.7 FM, maybe in Marshfield like Bill at 93.5. Maybe you're in Wausau at 94.3 FM. Maybe you're all throughout Western Wisconsin at 103.7 FM. Maybe you're listening at WWIB.com. We are so glad to have you with us. WWIB, we are family. 5 minutes before 8 o'clock, 22 degrees below zero, a little sunshine outside. And we've got a buddy with us inside. Sean Rodriguez joins us here on WWIB, making his way through the cold and what sounds like kind of a harrowing airport experience. But you are here, and we're so glad to have you back.
Man, I am so pumped to be in here. This is, like, really cool. I guess we'll talk about it in a second, but this is, like, really cool full circle with this song and just all of that fun stuff. So I'm pumped to be here with y'all.
Yes. Now, maybe we'll dive in next hour a little bit so we can get the song on the air about how difficult it was to actually get here, because you said, and I quote, "The worst airport experience I've had in my life."
So it was pretty bad.
So next hour, stay tuned for that, friends. But first, so the song we're debuting here, it's out everywhere today.
Yep.
Wherever people find their music, is Just Like God. And again, you mentioned Full Circle as you kind of performed it live and sort of a scratch version with the band here before too. And Halvo, I remember we were saying, that's really, yeah, really good. Like, well, that's a bop. That's a banger. That's incredible.
Man, it's fun. You know, I was saying WWIB was actually technically the first song to ever play, or the first station to ever play this song on air when you guys let us do this song acoustically.
Yeah.
We were here for One Fest. And we were in station with you guys the day before. He let us play it acoustically, and the song had, like, just been written, like, several days before that. So it was fresh.
Hot off the press.
Yeah, it was fresh. So for us, we were like, yeah, we're excited about it. Let's go for it. And you guys were like, sure, go. You know, we're live. Just do it.
Yeah.
And it worked out well, and we liked the song, and we got good feedback on the song. So we said, well, maybe there's something to it. We should finish it out. And here we are.
Yes. Again, we're looking forward to debuting it here.
Yeah, we loved it right away. It was just kind of an instant hit, kind of like in sports, an instant classic. So we were completely on. So thanks so much for privileging us and coming back on the debut day.
Man, thank you for bringing me in. This is it's really exciting.
And maybe, again, just a quick synopsis of this song for folks who don't remember or weren't here listening before to about this song, oh, Just Like God. Where does this come from?
Yeah, man, so this is a song to celebrate the things in life that only God can do. You know, it's those things that, you know, when you were right down to the buzzer and God came through for you in a way that you can never imagine, it's those things in life that make you say, man, ain't that just like God? God can only do that. And so, yeah, that's what this song was made out of, and it's just a song to celebrate.
Well, let's hear it as we finish up the 7 o'clock hour here on WWIB, debuting. It's out everywhere right now. This is Sean Rodriguez, Just Like God.
Been down on my luck on this broken road I've been walking. Running on fumes and faith, trying to hold to the promise. But if I'm honest, I was holding on for dear life. Didn't have a lot left inside, but he showed up right on time. Just like God, with endless love, he kept on coming after me. He showed up and made this mess a masterpiece. Miracles beyond belief, a million ways I'm blown. A house that's built on a rock, that's God. Those waves toss me are the very same waves that he walks. I wanna know.
The debut, Sean Rodriguez, Just Like God, debuting here on WWIB Halle Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, with Sean Rodriguez live with us in studio. How's it feel to hear that one on the radio the first time?
That was really cool. And hearing it here in this station the first time, too, that was cool, man. That was just unreal.
And again, from where it's gone, again, when we thought kind of your scratch version with us, it would just acoustic with the guys, were like, that's got a ton of potential. Hearing it fully produced, it's beautiful. I don't know if people say it's a bop, it's a banger, whatever they want to say.
Whatever. That's as a long hit, as man. It's I love good, it. Man. Hey, thank you. Yeah, this was one where, you know, like I said, I was excited about the acoustic version of it. Once we got it into the producer's hands, he heard it and he was like, oh, yeah, I know exactly where to go with this. Yeah. And he just started cooking, and I was like, all right, I'm just going to shut up and let you do your thing then.
Yeah, let him cook.
Let him cook, exactly. And he came out with that, and as soon as I heard it, I was just like, oh, man, that's a party.
Yeah.
That's an absolute party right there.
And shouldn't it be? Like, shouldn't our joy as believers be a part of, like, we should be excited about what God has done.
I love to talk about contagious joy as Christians, because that's how people see something different about us. They're like, why are you always happy? Why you always feel like everything's going to be okay? You know what I mean? Like, because we got this joy that you can only get from God, because we've seen God come through time and time and time and time again. And yeah, so, I mean, that's, if that's not reason to celebrate, I don't know what is, man.
We know the end of the story.
That's
we know
it.
The end of the story, and so there's always reason to praise. And it's great to have Sean Rodriguez joining us here in studio for a bit yet. And Sean, we debuted that new song, Just Like God. It was wonderful. Maybe we'll even hear it again this hour. I think bears repeating again. But I think we didn't get a chance to chat a little bit more with you just about, you know, how you've been since you joined us last year at OneFest.
Man, I have been doing so good. God just blew me away. And honestly, that song, Just Like God, is so fitting for what happened in last year since I've seen you guys. God has just done above and beyond what I could have asked and imagined. And the way that he's blessed this music, this ministry, the families of the people that I work with, my family, all of that. It's just been, God's hand has been all over it. So we've been super happy. Obviously, you could tell, you know, if when people see the music video to the song,
yeah,
we're jumping around. We're having fun. My family is in the song, is in the music video. My wife and my daughter are
yeah.
in it. And it's just like, we're just having a blast. And that fun that you see depicted there, that really summarizes how we've been doing.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I know we're chatting off the air, got some time to see family,
yeah.
to rest and enjoy the Christmas season as well too. And again, for someone that got to make your living by being out on the road so many times too, and I'm sure as a dad of a five-year-old, as a husband, you know, you want to be at home and kind of torn, because it's like where God leads you out on the road serving others, but that requires some sacrifice with missing home too. And so how do you find that balance? And I'm sure that's yeah. something that was kind of that juggling act.
Yeah, it definitely was. And what it takes is constant communication. It takes a
yeah.
lot of communication and faith from my wife to say like, yeah, all right, go do it. Like this is what God called us to. And, you know, this is how we fulfill that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, you know, we talk a lot while I'm out on the road. We'll FaceTime,
yeah.
you know, things like that. But then, you know, when I come home, it's like, hey, I'm home. Let's go do something. Let's spend time together. Even if
yeah.
it's just like, all right, let's all sit on the couch and like watch a movie together or something like that, you know, or my daughter's 5 years old. She loves to play. She calls it Keepy Uppy. You know, you have the balloon.
Yeah.
You know, you hit the balloon.
That's a great game.
She's been loving to play that lately.
Yeah.
And so, like, every night we're all playing Keepy Uppy. And, you know, we'll throw several balloons in there. And it's just the best time. And so I've been trying to really just make the most of those moments. Because, you know, as anybody who has kids knows, you know, they're only that age once.
Yeah.
And it doesn't last forever. And, you know, me and my wife always say, like, we only have this time in our life. Once,
yeah.
you know, and so we're trying to make the most of it in every area possible.
Sean Rodriguez joining us here in studio. And can I give you a little platform here? Can you brag on your wife a little bit? Because I know I'm someone where it's like, I have been blessed beyond measure with the woman that God brought into my life too, because she holds everything together
yeah.
in our household. And sometimes I'm like, no matter how hard I work, I can never hold a candle to what she does. And I feel like, you know, you are go, 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 but I get the impression that your wife must be someone pretty special.
Oh, man, she drives me for sure. I know I had shared this story last time I was in station, so I'll just share the fast version of it.
Yeah.
But when I had felt it on my heart to move out from Colorado to Tennessee to, you know, further pursue the music ministry, I had told her, hey, there may be opportunity out here, but there's a catch. We would have to move. And
yeah.
I was nervous about what she'd say. And the first thing out of her mouth is, okay, I'll start packing.
Wow.
And I was like, wait, hold on. Wait, what about this? What about this? What about this? And she was just like, no, I'm ready to go. God's been stirring something up in me. And that's what it was. I'm ready to go. And so I always tell people there was a season where her faith was even stronger than mine, because I was like, oh, what if they don't, you know, what if people don't like this? What if it doesn't work out?
Yeah.
What if blah, blah, blah. And she's like, yeah, you could what if all day, but like at the end of the day, this is what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Let's go do it. And she has just 100% been behind that. Like that mindset has not changed. She said, all right, cool. Yeah. Go do that. You have concerts to play. Go do that. You have radio stations to visit. Go do that, because this is what we're here for. This
yeah.
is what God called us to. And if you don't go do it, then you're not being obedient and you're not doing, like, why did we do any of this if you're not going to do it all the way?
Absolutely.
And so to see her do that, to, you know, see her how she is with my daughter, how my daughter is just so smart and so outgoing and so just fun. And I know that she gets that from her mom.
Yeah.
And so there's so many times where my daughter will say something and I'm like, oh man, you've been spending so much time with mommy, haven't you? but yeah, it really is incredible. And it's comforting on my end to know that, you know, that is there, because I couldn't do this without that.
That's fantastic. Well, I want to get to this airport story that we've been teasing a couple times. We'll do it right after a break here. But first, we've got a little announcement to make. We'll do a drum roll. Again, we loved having you guys at OneFest 2025. But we'll let you make the announcement here. Something about OneFest 2026. Here we go, Sean Rodriguez. What's going on?
So 2026 OneFest, me and my team get to headline the big break stage.
That is fantastic.
Yes.
Back-to-back years, we get you at OneFest. And I know I was hearing a lot of folks saying, like, that performance was incredible. Halvo was saying as well, too, is like, that was such a wonderful, wonderful concert. The hope, the energy, the joy. And so headlining the big break stage, coming back to join us here at the end of July.
Yeah, I mean, man, it's an honor, because not only is it a headlining spot there on that stage, but it's a repeat, you know, visit that we got to do 2 years in a row come out to OneFest. It's a callback,
yeah.
So it's an incredible honor. And yeah, to see the people that came out, I honestly, you know, we were talking off air and I had shared, I was surprised by the amount of people that came out to see us at the big break stage last year. I was like, oh wow, this is like really cool. And they came to have a good time. They, you know, they were dancing, we were jumping around, and oh man, and Travis was who was running the stage, his lights, the way that he was programming stuff.
Yeah.
It was just such a cool situation. It was really awesome. And so when they called to come back, I was like, yeah, for sure. And then they were like, also, do you want to be the headliner on that stage? And I was like, yeah, are you sure? Yeah, I'll do it. So, so I'm super excited to come back. Last year was my first experience at OneFest, and it was just one of those ones where I'm like, yeah, I get it. Like, this one's going to be around for a very long time.
Can't wait. So, again, Sean Rodriguez and co. coming back to headline the big break stage at OneFest 2026. You heard her here first on WWIB. Want to get that airport story from Sean coming up in a few moments as well. So, again, what was the worst airport experience he's ever had? That'll be coming up very shortly. Ben Fuller, Black Sheep on WWIB, where we are family. It's the WIB Wake Up Show. Ben is coming to OneFest 2026, and the man sitting about 4 feet to my left, Sean Rodriguez, is also coming to OneFest 2026, as you just heard, or maybe you missed it. Sean and his band are headlining the big break stage, and we can't wait, Sean, to have you guys back, and great to have you back in studio here on a much colder day than last time.
Man, is minus 20-something out there?
Yeah.
This is
minus 22 right now. Minus 22. Now, we promised folks before we get to our weather update here, and we want to hear your debut of Just Like God. We want to play that again coming up as well, too. We played it last hour in case folks missed it. But you mentioned when you came in that you had the worst airport experience you've ever had in your life, and you travel a lot, so this must be something. So tell us a little bit about it. Spill the tea here.
So you got to get in the right mindset, because it was less of one major bad thing happening and more of like just 1,000 little mistakes all throughout the day, right? So I was doing a flight from Tennessee to here, and I had a layover in Chicago. So I'm waiting, you know, everything's chill in the morning. When I get on my flight to leave Tennessee to go to Chicago, I was all boarded up. I was feeling good, feeling confident, and I realized something was missing, and my backpack was missing.
Oh.
And I had left my backpack out on the seat, but they had already, like, packed everything up, and so I had to ask them. I was like, hey, my backpack's out there. So they had to, like, they had to stall, and then I felt like that guy, you know, like, I felt like that kid in class. It's like, oh, come on. So they had to stall for me to go back up the ramp, go grab my backpack, come back in, right? And I'm like, all right, cool, that's fine. That's one thing, it's fine. I land in Chicago, and as soon as I land, I was not able to get my carry-on bag. I was one of the last people on the flight, so they had me check my carry-on bag, and my carry-on bag wasn't brought back up to the gate.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah, no problem. Just tell me where I can get it. They're like, well, we sent it down to baggage claim. So I went to find baggage claim. Went and waited for my carry-on to hit baggage claim. Cool. While I'm waiting for my carry-on and baggage claim, I get a text message. Hey, your flight's been pushed back by an hour. I'm like, all right, cool. No worries. That's fine. It's all good. About 20 minutes later, another message. Your flight's been pushed back another hour. All right, cool. Now we're starting to get into this area of like, oh, well, I have some people to hang out with today. I was supposed to have some lunches when I was out there. So I finally find my carry-on bag. I get back up to the gate. And now I find out my flight has been pushed back 4 hours from the time that I landed. So 4 hours, that's a long time,
man. It is.
So I'm thinking, okay, if it gets pushed back one more time, I'm just going to cancel the flight and I'm just going to go home. God called me on that because it got pushed back one more time.
Yeah.
5 hour flight delay. I said, God, I'm not going to go home. So I went up to talk to the person and I was like, hey, is there anything that I can do? Can I get an earlier flight? They're like, well, our standby's full. There's a lot of delays today. So I jump on the app and I was able to find another flight that left about 45 minutes earlier than the flight that I was supposed to be on. So I transferred it in the app. But when I went to board, it wasn't registering in my app that I was supposed to be on that flight.
Oh, no.
And so I had to start, I had to stop, and I had to talk with the person working the desk, and they had to look me up. They're like, oh, you're on this flight. I said, no, I changed it in the app. And so they did some, like, back-end kind of search thing, and they're like, oh, yeah, you're not checked in for this flight. And I was like, well, I'm right here. Can I check in now? And they said, yes, but we'll have to get everybody else boarded first. So wait until we get bored, everybody. And then we'll board you. So while I'm boarding, I find out that with the weather delay that's supposed to happen today when I fly back, I accidentally got booked for two flights.
Oh.
So I called. I said, hey, I just need to cancel one of the flights for tomorrow. I'll cancel the later flight because it wasn't supposed to leave till like 7 p.m. I said, I'll cancel the later flight. So the guy on customer service, he says, okay, well, here's the thing. I can't cancel that flight right now because that's the flight that's tied to the current overlay that you're on. So if I cancel that return flight tomorrow, it's going to cancel your current trip and you're not going to be able to get from Chicago to Wisconsin. And I'm just thinking, oh my goodness. So I'm just like total headache. It's, you know, we're 5 hours in at this point. Long story short, man, I get on the plane, I make it to Green Bay, and then two things happen. One, I talked to a friend of mine out here, and he's like, why'd you fly into Green Bay? I was like, well, that's the Wisconsin airport. He's like, bro, where you're going, you could have just flown into, I think he said Minneapolis or something. He's like,
probably the Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Paul,
he's like, you could have just flown into Minneapolis, St. Paul, and you would have been way closer to where you're going. I'm like, dude, why didn't you tell me that before I did all of this? And then I find out that it's negative 22 degrees.
Yes.
And the lady who was giving me instructions for the rental car, she sent me to the wrong car. So I walked around. I'm trying to get into my rental car. It's not working. And it's minus 19 last night.
And you're freezing.
I'm freezing. I'm like, what is happening?
Wow.
And so it was just, like I said, it was just one of those days where it's like everything goes wrong. And unfortunately, it was my first time on United Airlines and probably my last time.
Yeah.
On United Airlines.
Shout out United.
Yeah. Love them. You're great. But I'm a Southwest guy myself.
Yeah. That is quite the arduous experience. And yet somehow you're here.
I'm here. And these are the things that, when it was all crazy and chaotic yesterday, man, I just had to laugh because I was like, there's going to be a sermon in here one day about, you know, like you have your plans, right? But life is life. Life is just always going to do what it does and you can't control that. So what do? You focus on controlling the things that you can control.
Exactly.
And I was just saying, all right, God, you know, whatever happens from this, something good's going to come out of it. Something good's going to come out of it. Try not to be frustrated. Try to be calm. And when you have that peace of God, it keeps you from just snapping on somebody. Because, I mean, there were several attendants yesterday that I wanted to be like, just fix the flight for me. But when you have that peace of God and you have that joy and that comfort knowing everything's going to be okay eventually, it kind of helps you take a breath, calm down, and work through it, you know?
Might not be pleasant at the time, but, you know, again, what is he shaping? What is he forming in you? What growth does he want from you? I mean, like it says in Scripture, no discipline is pleasant at the time, but painful, but later on it produces a harvest of righteousness for those who have been trained by it.
It's so good. And, you know, something that, but, you know, back when I was a family pastor, something that I always used to keep in mind was like, everywhere you go, you're representing Christ, right? And especially now as a Christian music artist, everywhere I go, I'm representing Christ. So I'm like, if I like throw a fit right now and someone's like, oh, hey, that's that Sean Rodriguez guy. He says he's Christian, but I heard him talking to, you know, the attendant this way.
Yeah.
You always, it's just always that double check of like, all right, take a breath, because in my nature, I want to be upset, right? But, or I want to react this way. I want to react like this way. But as Christians, we're called to a higher standard. And it's in those situations where we can be calm, where we can communicate with whatever levels of joy we have left.
Yeah.
It's those situations where people see the Jesus in us.
Yeah.
And those are really good, like, witnessing opportunities too, because I was thinking, amidst all that chaos yesterday, there were several other flights that had chaos too. And there were several other very angry people that were going in on these attendants. Like, why can't you fix my, why can't you do this? Why can't you do this? And so I was like, okay, cool. Use this as an opportunity to be like just a little relief for these people that
maybe
you're
talking to. Maybe
sometimes
you stand out by what you don't do.
Yeah, exactly. People will know you for what you do and also exactly for what you don't do. And so, you know, when you see life as opportunities to represent Christ well, I'm not saying it works 100% of the time, but a good majority of the time when you want to overreact, take a step back and say, all right, just this is an opportunity to show God's love here.
The worst airport experience in Sean Rodriguez's life, but again, an opportunity. Everything can be redeemed again for the master. Let's do this. Let's pay back someone's heating bill. Sean Rodriguez in studio, and he's going to announce the name in just a moment. It's the WIB Winter Warm-Up presented by Visiting Angels of Eau Claire. We are getting ready to pay back someone's heating bill. Sean has the name. Our next contestant, Sean, is...
Man, it's about to get a little bit warmer in Chautauqua for Shelly Olson.
Shelly Olson from Chautauqua, and she is eligible, Sean, for our maximum payout of $300.
Come on. Congratulations, Shelly Olson.
Now she's got to call back to win the WIB Winter Warm-Up. Shelly Olson from Chautauqua was our name. $300 on the line, and Shelly is on the line. Good morning, Shelly.
Good morning, Caleb.
Well, congratulations. You're with Caleb and Sean. Sean Rodriguez, guest hosting while Halvo's hard at work putting together the best of the week. And Shelly, I had not even finished the read, mentioning our great sponsors making this possible before you had already called back. So shout out to you for listening this morning, even on a chilly morning. Congratulations. We're going to send you $300.
Oh, awesome. That is just great. I wanted to say my husband, I Shazammed his song this morning to Carly. Carly already downloaded that song and the album before that.
Oh, my goodness, Shelly, that is so awesome. Seriously, thank you for sharing that. Hey, I have a question for you, though, because I was blown away by the speed that your phone call came in. Did you have the number pre-dialed in faith, or are you just that fast?
Oh, Caleb and Mark know I call in all the time. All I say is Shelly from Chautauqua. A lot of times Caleb knows it's me because they have me on their call list, too.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling in. And seriously, huge thank you for sharing the song and sharing the music. That means so much when we get those recommendations, somebody saying, hey, you got to check this out. Seriously, that means more than you know, Miss Shelly.
Oh, well, you're welcome. I enjoy the song. It's a great song.
Well, we're going to play it again coming up shortly as well. But Shelly from Chautauqua, congratulations again. Our third winner already on this first Friday of the WIB Winter Warm-Up, and we hope $300 is a blessing to you.
It certainly is. Thank you very much. The Lord is great, and so is WIB.
Amen. Thank you for being part of our WWIB family. Shelly, we'll let you go, but again, thank you so much for calling in so fast, and Kate, thank you for keeping it here. What's your favorite radio station, Shelly?
WWIB for sure.
There you go. Thank you so much, Shelly from Chautauqua. Sean Rodriguez is here. And Jamie, you were just mentioning off the air that you met up with Jamie, done a show with her. You said you even saw Ben Fuller traveling yesterday. He's coming to OneFest too. And you guys are headlining the big break stage. So it's going to be a big family reunion again.
A stacked up lineup.
For King and Country coming as well too. Matt Maher, he's never been to OneFest before. Just again, on and on and on it goes. And again, that big break stage that you guys are headlining, as announced earlier too. I mean, there's a lot of regional and national artists who come for that as well too. So a chance to discover lots of great new music, and maybe you'll find a new favorite, as I think a lot of people did when they saw you guys perform last year.
It's really cool. I love festivals for that reason. I encourage people who go to festivals, go and see the artist that you don't know.
Yes.
Because a lot of people who love the music that I do now, and, you know, we get so pumped about that, but they didn't know me before they saw me. And then they saw me, they're like, yeah. Oh, yeah, we love your music. We didn't know. So go see somebody you don't know, because it's awesome for you and it's awesome for that artist as well. You know, we wouldn't be in the position, you know, me and my team and everything that we're doing, we wouldn't be able to do that without festivals giving us an opportunity early on, and then without people saying, let's go see an artist we don't know.
Yeah.
And now here we are doing awesome things like this, but it's because people took a chance on us.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fantastic to, again, see people live. And again, it hits different when you see and hear artists live. Again, we want people to listen to the radio and to, you know, pull up your songs and follow you on social media and YouTube and all those different things too. But when you see artists live, when you hear the heart behind what God's doing in their lives and the music you write too, and I think we found this out so many times too, and meeting artists like yourself too, it's like, hey, sometimes maybe we put people on a platform, but it's like, you're men and women just like us. You've got the same struggles and joys and triumphs, but setbacks as well too. And so a chance to, again, build one another up in the body of Christ and encourage one another with what God has called you to do, what God has called us to do.
That's it. And, you know, for me, it's a reminder that when you meet other people, you hear stories, even, you know, Shelly calling in from Chautauqua, you know,
yeah.
Like you hear these situations of God being God for everybody.
Yeah.
Not just for you, not just stories that you hear somewhere, you know, down the road, but God is being God for everybody at the same time. You know what
yeah.
I mean? And while different people are in different parts of their walk with him, we still have that in common, that we have a God that loves us and we have a story that we can tell of what God's done for us. So when we get out and we get to meet other people, yeah, we're like, oh, cool. You're walking this walk too. This is awesome.
Yeah.
You know,
it's again, that brotherhood, that sisterhood that we have. We're going to hear Sean's brand new song, Just Like God, one more time before the top of the hour. Also, Howell feverishly putting together the best of the week. So that'll be coming up shortly as well.
The best of the week running from Monday through this very morning. Let's give it a listen on WIB.
Mystery.
A mystery safe discovered.
This is off the coast of Shark Bay, which sounds intriguing. Western Australia. Hang on.
That was the wrong one. We called the wrong play at the huddle.
No, you didn't call the wrong play. It's your wide receiver was not paying attention.
Well, Devonta, you got a lot going on this morning.
Okay, hold on. Here's the best of the week. We're going to do it right this time. 5 minutes before 8 o'clock, 22 degrees below zero, a little sunshine outside, and we've got a buddy with us inside. Sean Rodriguez joins us here on WWIB, making his way through the cold and what sounds like kind of a harrowing airport experience, but you are here, and we're so glad to have you back.
Man, I am so pumped to be in here. This is, like, really cool. I guess we'll talk about it in a second, but this is, like, really cool full circle with this song and just all of that fun stuff, so I'm pumped to be here with y'all.
23 below right now at a WWIB studios in Halley, and Miriam Vaco from Eau Claire is on the phone with us. Miriam, congratulations. We're going to pay back that heating bill of $235.05.
Yay. Thank you so much.
No, you called back in like
awesome.
Just over a minute, and you were telling me that you had just figured out. So are you listening online at WWIB.com?
I am. I'm hunkered down with my 6 kids today because of the cold.
Yeah.
So it's like I won't be in my car. So, yeah, I had to figure out the app and how to get you online.
It's Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Win it Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB.
Your chance to win. We've got a wonderful book from Laura Story and the album Fear No More from the Afters. Both of those yours. If you can solve what was unsolvable yesterday, our Tuesday trivia question, now on a Win It Wednesday morning. We were asking, over 200,000 people are injured by what each year? It's time for Try It Again Thursday. Tuesday trivia became Win It Wednesday, no winner yesterday. So Try It Again Thursday with that question we've been working on since about 7:45 on Tuesday morning.
Hi, this is Sherry. I'm from Whitehall.
Yeah.
Is it a gazoo? You know, those things you blow like that on New Year's night?
Uh-huh.
I think, Sherry, that we're going to need you to tell us what the broader category of kazoos would be.
You're the closest so far.
Yeah.
You're the closest so far. Can you expand that at all? Broader category.
They're like a woodwind instrument.
Okay. You said.
Yeah, so like musical instruments, you know, woodwinds, kazoos, et cetera, are over 200,000 people injured by musical instruments each year. Sherry?
Yeah.
You are absolutely correct.
Musical instruments leads to you are the winner, Sherry.
Awesome. You know, that's very ironic because in high school I used to play a clarinet, and when we had to march, the reed always used to cut my lip.
Personal experience. The song we're debuting here, it's out everywhere today.
Yep.
Wherever people find their music is Just Like God. And again, you mentioned Full Circle as you kind of performed it live and sort of a scratch version with the band here before too. And Halvo, I remember we were saying, that's really, really good. Like, well, that's a bop. That's a banger. That's incredible.
Man, it's fun. You know, I was saying WWIB was actually technically the first song to ever play, or the first station to ever play this song on air when you guys let us do this song acoustically.
Yeah.
We were here for One Fest. And we were in station with you guys the day before. You let us play it acoustically, and the song had, like, just been written, like, several days before that. So it was fresh.
Hot off the press.
Yeah, it was fresh. So for us, we were like, yeah, we're excited about it. Let's go for it. And you guys were like, sure, go. You know, we're live. Just do it.
Yeah.
And it worked out well, and we liked the song, and we got good feedback on the song. So we said, well, maybe there's something to it. We should finish it out. And here we are.
My favorite person, most important person in my life, right? My wife, Peggy, with a birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, honey, a day early. She maybe will still be sleeping, but it's kind of a late night last night. But I do have a card and a gift ready to go. I need to get another gift today in the bitter cold, so I'm ready, at least in a starting sense. I want to know how to walk, just like God. My famous love, he kept on coming after me. He showed up and made this mess a masterpiece. Miracles beyond belief. A million ways I'm going to win, and it's just like God.
The best of the week, Halvo. We don't usually have an audience in studio. Sean Rodriguez, what'd you think of the best of the week that Halvo put together?
That was awesome. That was impressive. He was working on that as me and you were on air. So the fact that he threw that together, not only threw that together in that time, but also pulled clips from today. When I heard myself talking, I was like, wait, hold on, wait, what?
He's the best in the West. Mm-hmm. Hey, Sean Rodriguez joining us here in studio after the best of the week. We know we've got to get you to focus on the family shortly, but Sean, I think we need to hear Just Like God one more time. Let's do it.
Let's
Just
do it.
Like God. Sean Rodriguez, it's out everywhere today. Go get it. Go support. Sean Rodriguez, Just Like God. WWIB, Halle Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb and Halvo with you. Sean Rodriguez himself has been our guest throughout those harrowing airport experiences. God got you here. And again, folks, I'm sure you can check the podcast out later on. But wonderful to hear this song, the full completed version. And I hope folks go out and support it and come listen to it live at One Fest when you're back in our area again, headlining the big break stage.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you guys for having me in. Like I said, technically with the acoustic version, this was the first station to ever play that song. And unless somebody beat us to the punch early this morning, I believe this was also the first station to play the finished version of this song because we just put it out today.
We're honored.
So, yeah, so to be back in here full circle, you know, seeing the song come to completion with you guys, even talking about One Fest and all that stuff, it was a really cool experience. So thank you for having me in.
Great to have you.
May it climb the charts all the way to number one, Sean. Thanks so much.
I received that. Thank you.
Hey, we'll get the podcast of this up at wib.com. So one of the best podcasts we've had of the year for sure here on WWIB. So check that out this weekend.